You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On Monday, August 11th, River Road in the town of Knox will be closed to through traffic at Highway 8 from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. This closure is due to a culvert replacement, so please plan accordingly. There will not be a signed detour. Once again, Monday, August 11th, River Road in the town of Knox will be closed to through traffic at Highway 8 from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. due to a culvert replacement. There will not be a signed detour. The Paradise County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation. Saturday, August 9th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., this is a strawberry shortcake fundraiser over at the Old Town Hall Museum in Fifield. Proceeds from this event will go towards buildings and grounds maintenance, and is brought to you by the Paradise County Historical Society. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at West 7213 Pine Street, which is Highway 13, in Fifield. The Voting Rights Act has turned 60 years old, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected, especially right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., or to your municipal leader boards. And, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6th, 1965.
August is National Wellness Month, and you can celebrate and help out those in need by donating blood. During National Wellness Month, the American Red Cross encourages people to prioritize their personal health and well-being while helping to save lives with a blood or platelet donation. Donors of all blood types, especially those with type O positive or B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment now to prevent a further drop in donor turnout. In August, the Red Cross will provide free A1C screening, which is a test commonly used to screen for prediabetes and diabetes, for all donors who make a successful blood, platelet, or plasma donation. Fasting is not required for this test, and donors will be able to view their confidential results 1 to 2 weeks after their donation in the blood donor app or their donor account at redcrossblood.org. Donors will receive one A1C test result in a 12-month period. Donors may also be eligible to receive a $15 e-gift card just for donating. It's quick, it's easy, and it helps save lives. You can schedule time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Park Falls area has donation events coming up August 11th, 12th, and 13th, right here in Price County. Saturday, August 9th, from 4 to 6 p.m., Friends of the Copper Falls State Park bring you campfire fun and music. You can bring a nature story, a poem, or a song for an afternoon and evening of fun. Meet at the campfire ring next to the nature cabin, rain or shine, and for inclement weather, meet under the historic pavilion. Percussion toys and s'more treats for kids are provided as supplies last. There is limited seating, and please bring your own lawn chair or picnic blanket. An admission pass is required for vehicles entering the park, and please remember, no pets at programs unless otherwise noted. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 9th from 4 to 6 p.m., over at the Nature Cabin in Copper Falls State Park. Gas prices are continuing to fluctuate. Here's Melissa Kay with an update.
Gas prices are up 4.8 cents compared to last week, landing at an average of $2.92. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and over 56 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average has increased during the past 2 weeks and is up 1.3 cents from last month, standing at $3.11 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say OPEC Plus has fully restored production to 2023 levels. The weak jobs report and renewed tariff threats bring fresh economic concerns, causing oil prices to potentially face headwinds. This could pave the way for a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out in Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still in the air and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad, though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount+. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called Wolf Hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involves shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their role as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that, for good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 80s. An isolated storm or two tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s on Friday. Saturday, scattered storms in 83. Sunday's high near 80.
Right now, it's 68.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.